Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
All right, Hare Krishna. I've been speaking on one name from Vishnu Sahasranam, Naika Kamakrit. Which, yes. Yeah, the meaning is that by one activity he fulfills many purposes. And I've been giving various instances of that. I'll give another instance. As Lord Vamanadev. He apparently punished Bali Maharaj. And favored Indra. But actually, he gave more mercy to Bali Maharaj. So by doing this, he showed that even though it stated that Indrari Vyakalam Lokam Ridhyanti Yuge Yuge, he comes in every age to free Indra and the demigods from their enemies. But being a pious, powerful demigod like Indra might attract the Lord's protection for one's material position. Shaktimanam and Punyamanam. Did you say that? I think you missed that. Pious and powerful. Whereas if someone is superficially a demon, but he's a devotee, then Krishna favors him more. Actually, Bali Maharaj was acting like a demon to attack the heavenly planets and to depose Indra is the act of a demon. That's what the devas and the asuras, there's always some tension between them. But as Bali Maharaj was disciple of his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, who was also a great devotee, then Vamanadeva actually favored Bali more. Because even though he removed Bali from the kingdom of heaven, he gave him a better place. And although Vamanadeva is Indranuj, the younger brother of Indra, he left Indra's court and went to stay with Bali Maharaj in Sutala. In doing so, by apparently punishing Bali Maharaj, he also upheld the Brahminical culture.
Bali Maharaja vandu dandikkiradhu pola irundhalum avar brahmanar kalacharatha pinpattinar.
How did he do that? Because Bali had achieved extraordinary power by the grace of the Brahmanas headed by Shukracharya.
Bali Maharaj eppadi avlo adbhutamana sakthiye pettar pettarna avrudeya guru Shukracharya valigattadhila Brahmanarude karuni avar pettirundar.
But Shukra, he forbade Bali to give land to Vamana because he could understand what's going to happen.
Shukracharya vandha ana enna sonnarna Bali Maharaj ke Vamana devarku daanam kudukka vendanaru ena adukana kaaranathai avar therinjirundar.
So Bali refused to follow the order of his guru.
Bali Maharaj enna pannarna thana guruvode kattalai niragarichar.
And Shukra cursed him and said that by because you refuse to obey me, all the opulence that you gained by my blessing, you will lose it all.
Odane Shukracharya vandu avar sabikkirar Bali Maharaj nee ennudaiya karninala petra ella valangaliyum vegu seekramave nee elandiruva appdi sabichirar.
So Vamana upheld the words of Shukra. Vamana upheld the words of Shukra by taking everything away from Bali.
So Shukracharya vaarthiye ummiyaakra vagaila Bhagavan Vamana devar vandu Bali irundha ellathiya pogichirar.
Of course he gave him more opulence.
Ana adavada vasthiyana uyarnda vasthigala vandu avar kodutha Bali Maharaj.
He also demonstrated that even though one may have a materialistic guru, so-called guru, Vaman in this Leela, one's actual guru, the one who actually teaches about Krishna consciousness, is the real guru.
So in the idilendu nam enna therinjikkorona bhavadiyathile evlo uyandha guruva irundhalum adu avara vida Krishna unarva bodhikira guru da unmayana guruvanavar.
Shukra was the materialistic guru.
Shukracharya oru bhavadivadiyana guru.
But Prahlad actually taught Bali about Krishna consciousness. Then also by this Leela, Vamana showed the unpredictability of the personality of Godhead.
In the Leela mulma innonu Bhagavan Vamana Deva thanudi adhyarpadamana sakthiyai velipaduthinar.
You can never know what he's up to. You never know what he's doing.
அடுத்து அவர் என்ன செய்ய போறாருன்னு தெரிஞ்சிக்க முடியல.
First avatar is
முதலாவது அவதாரம்
Matsya. So when Satyavrata he was doing the oblations in the water, he saw a little fish. He didn't think it was the Supreme Lord. But that chiriya meena, is that what you say? Small fish. That very quickly became such a big fish that he couldn't be kept in any place except the ocean.
ஆனா கொஞ்ச நேரத்துல அந்த சிறிய மீன் வந்து மிக பிரம்மாண்டமான ஒரு பெரிய மீன் ஆயிடுது. அது எங்க வைக்கிறதுன்னு அவருக்கு தெரியல.
Then when there was the churning of the ocean, everything was arranged, but it became a complete flop because the Mandara hill, which is being used for churning, just sunk in the ocean.
அதே போல பார்க்கடல் கடையும் பொழுது அந்த மகேந்திர மலையானது அது சரியான அச்சு இல்லாம இங்கே அங்கேயும் சாஞ்சிட்டு இருந்தது.
So all this big arrangement, all the big demigods, all the big demons from all over the universe had come, and the whole thing was just a flop, failure.
எல்ல பெரிய பெரிய தேவர்கள் பெரிய பெரிய அசுரங்கள் எல்லாம் சேர்ந்து என்ன முயற்சி பண்ணாலும் எல்லாமே தோல்வி தான் அடைஞ்சது.
Then the Supreme Lord appeared as Kurma Rupa.
உடனே பகவான் வந்து கூர்ம அவதாரம் எடுத்தார்.
Who could imagine such a thing? A tortoise big enough to hold up the whole Mandara mountain. Meru.
யார் இதை கற்பனை பண்ண முடியும்? ஒரு ஆமையானது மிக பிரம்மாண்டமான மந்தாரமலையை தன் முதுகுல தாங்கி இருந்து.
Then Rama, from his nostril came a pig.
Brahmavadi nostrilathilende
one of his eight nostrils. One of his eight nostrils came a pig.
Avade ettu nostrilathilende oru nostrilathilende oru chiriya pandriyode valiyum velippattu.
Varahadev, the Supreme Lord. So it's quite unexpected. You don't expect anyone to come out of a nostril. Of course, he became very big also. But you can't expect God to appear as a pig. Sometimes the Muslims and Christians in India trying to make converts, they criticize. You see, you say God is a pig. Not the pig that you see in the street, not like that. But the point is, it's completely unexpected. The very fact that we would not imagine that God could appear as a pig, but he does anyway, shows his complete independence. And you cannot predict how he will appear. Then comes Narasimhadev. Hiranyakashipu got so many boons. One of them was that he will not be killed by any human nor by any animal. Nor by any weapon, I forgot to say that yesterday. So Narasimha, he appeared, neither is not a human, because he's half lion, nor animal, because he's half human. And Narasimha killed him not with any weapon, it's not actually a weapon, but by his claws. So, Vishnu is unpredictable. It might have been expected that when Bali and the demons had conquered over Indra, that Vishnu would appear. It might be expected that after the demons headed by Bali had conquered Indra, that Vishnu would appear. So they might have been expecting some big warrior, Vishnu coming as a warrior. Or maybe as a very powerful, some powerful animal kind of form. So they didn't see any powerful Vishnu, they saw a beautiful Brahmana boy. Short little boy. What could be more innocent or harmless? Even Bali Maharaj's sister, she thought, oh, what a nice little boy. She thought, in motherly affection, she thought, I would like to suckle him at my breast. Later she got the opportunity as Putana in Krishna Leela. So Vishnu did come to rectify the situation, but this time not with weapons. He didn't want to kill Bali Maharaj because Bali was his devotee. So he just cheated him instead. But that cheating, that also was not cheating, because in the end he gave him something much better. And by appearing as Vamana, he also showed the great character of Bali Maharaj. That even if he had not known that Vamana was Vishnu, because he had given his word, he wouldn't retract it.
அவர் வந்து வந்திருக்கிறது விஷ்ணுன்னு தெரியல அவருக்கு, ஆனாலும் தன்னுடைய வார்த்தையை காப்பாற்றணுங்கிறதுக்காக அவர் கொடுக்க தயாரா இருந்தார்.
He wasn't attached to the great kingdom that he had won.
அவருக்கு வந்து அவருடைய ராஜ்யத்தின் மேல ரொம்ப பெரிய பட்டுதல் ஒன்றும் கிடையாது.
Yeah, so that also demonstrates the mercy of a Vaishnava, Prahlad upon Bali Maharaj, that attracts the mercy of Vishnu.
Prahlad Maharaj's Vaishnava rana, Prahlad Maharaj's karuniyinala, Bali Maharaj-ku vandu Vishnu-udaiya karuni kadaichathu.
So in one of the verses in that section, it's stated, the name is given to Vamana as Bhuri Karmana.
Oru slogathula enna solirukna, Vamana abdingra vaarthiyoda artham Bhuri Karmana.
And Srila Prabhupada translates that to mean, by performing one work, he serves many purposes. Which synonymizes with Naikatmakrit. So shall I go on to another Leela,
yes,
not Vamana. Okay. Now for this, So for this we have to, put off the phone. It's absorbed, forgotten everything, talking about Krishna Katha. Forgotten everything is completely absorbed in the cell phone. So for this we'll have to go to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And one of the more difficult to understand pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyway, his leela is not very easy to understand. How Krishna comes as his own devotee is inexplicable. And his expressions of love in separation from Krishna are far beyond our ability to begin to understand. Now this name, Naikakamakrit in Vishnu Sahasranam is followed by the name Vatsaraha.
In the Naikakamakrit abdingra vaarthai vandu Vishnu Sahasranamathula vandu Vatsaraha abdinu
solapadum. The next name after that is Vatsalaha. So Krishna is famous for his bhakta vatsalya, his affection and protection for his devotees. And that is apparent throughout Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very affectionate to his devotees. But the pastime I'm about to state is, it seems that he's being very cruel to one of his devotees. Choto Haridas. He's called Choto, that's to distinguish him from Haridas Thakur. He was one of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. One day, one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, Bhagavan Acharya, he had invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come to his place to honor Noon Prasadam.
ஒரு சமயம் பகவான் ஆச்சாரியங்கிற பக்தர் சைதன்ய மகாபிரபு தன்னுடைய வீட்டுக்கு மதிய விருந்து உணவு எடுத்துக்
கொடுத்தாங்க போஜனம். So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came.
சைதன்ய மகாபிரபு அங்க சென்றார்.
And he praised the cooking is very nice.
அவர் வந்து அங்க சமையல் செய்த இந்த பிரசாதம் எல்லாம் பார்த்து ரொம்ப அற்புதமா இருக்குன்னு புகழ்ந்து சொன்னார்.
And he especially said the rice was very nice.
அந்த சாதம் வந்து ரொம்ப அற்புதமா இருந்ததுன்னு சைத்திரி மகாபுரு சொன்னார்.
And he asked who had begged that rice.
இந்த சாதத்தை வந்து பிக்ஷை எடுத்துட்டு வந்தது யாரு அப்படின்னு கேட்டார்.
His Bhagavan Acharya, by the name Acharya, you can understand that he's from Brahminical background.
பகவான் ஆச்சாரியர், அதாவது ஆச்சாரியர் இருக்கிறவரு அந்த பிராமண
So he would have begged that. So he didn't. So who begged the rice? He gave the answer, Chota Haridas. He had sent Chota Haridas to bring rice. He said he begged it from Madhavi Devi.
அவர் வந்து இந்த அரிசியை வந்து மாதவி தேவிங்கிற மாதாஜி இருந்து பிக்ஷை எடுத்துட்டு
வந்தாரு. மாதவி தேவி இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் இன் ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய சரிதாமிரதம் as a great devotee.
மாதவி தேவி வந்து சைதன்ய சரிதாமிரதத்தில் மிக உயர்ந்த பக்தரா வர்ணிக்கப்பட்டிருக்கு.
Elderly, very renounced.
ரொம்ப முதிர்ந்தவங்க, துறவற வாழ்க்கை வாழ்றவங்க.
So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back to his own residence. And he told, who did he tell, was it Govinda? I think it was Govinda, his servant, that, is it? That from now on, you tell everyone that this Haridas, he should not come to see me anymore.
So, அன்றைக்கு அவர் திரும்ப போயிட்டு,
No, he's not actually called the secretary, he's called the servant. You might have thought he would have told the secretary, who was Swarup Damodar, but he told the servant. And no one could understand why. What did he do wrong?
யாருக்குமே புரியல அவர் என்ன தவறு செய்தாரு, ஏன் வந்து வரவானான்னு சொல்லிட்டாங்க
அப்படின்னு. ஹரிதாஸ் ஸ்டார்டட் ஃபாஸ்டிங்.
அவர் வந்து விரதம் இருக்க ஆரம்பிச்சிட்டார் ஹரிதாஸ், சோட்டா ஹரிதாஸ்.
But the devotees told him, anyway, whatever it is, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, within a short time, his anger will die down.
So, அவர் என்ன நினைச்சாரு, கொஞ்ச நாள்ல சைதன்யம் அப்படியே கோபம் வந்து குறைஞ்சிரும் அப்படின்னு நினைச்சிருந்தார்.
Then you can come to see him again.
அப்புறம் நம்ம அவரை போய் பார்க்கலாம் அப்படின்னு.
You have to remember that for the devotees, even 1 second not seeing him, it seems like 12 years or more. But after 3 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not relented. So the devotees told Haridas, anyway you'd better, he'd stop bathing, stop eating, you bathe, you take some food. His anger will take more time to die down.
So பக்தர்கள் சொன்னாங்க, சரி இன்னும் கொஞ்ச நாள் கூடி நீங்க வந்து விரதம் இருங்க, இதெல்லாம் பண்ணுங்க, எல்லாத்தையும் நிறுத்திடுங்க, நீங்க கொஞ்ச நாள்ல சைதன்யம் அப்படியே கோபம் வந்து தணிஞ்சிடும்.
So they asked the devotees, what's the problem actually? The devotees asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
பக்தர்கள் எல்லாம் வந்து சைதன்யம் அப்படியே கேக்குறாங்க, என்ன பிரச்சனை அப்படின்னு கேக்குறாங்க.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I cannot tolerate anyone who is supposed to be renounced but who talks with women.
So என்னால இது பொறுத்து கொள்ளவே முடியாது. அதாவது துறவற வாழ்க்கை.
Vairagi hoya kare stri sambhashan sodite na parimai.
துறவற வாழ்க்கை ஏற்றுக்கிறவங்க பெண்களிடம் பேசுறது வந்து என்னால ஏற்றுக்கொள்ள முடியாத ஒன்று.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't relent. After some more time they asked, can he come? No, no, don't even mention it. And Haridas could only, from a great distance, he would see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He couldn't come close to him. When 1 full year had passed, he went to Triveni, that's where the three rivers, Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, where they meet, and drowned himself. And someone coming from there, because pilgrims naturally would go on all these holy places. So someone came from there to Puri and said that, "I saw one of your followers." The news came that he'd gone and drowned himself there. So then they thought was, because Haridas had vanished after 1 year, and so they thought that must have been him.
So adanal bhaktarla nanichinaana ad Haridasa da ena or varshama avara paaka mudiyala appo avara da irukum chota Haridasa irukum gnadhu bhaktar vivichitaanga.
One day Swarup Damodar, the most intimate devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was wandering with some other devotees on the beach at night. And they heard the sound of Haridas singing, because Haridas was a very, would sing in a very beautiful voice. So the devotee said he must have become a ghost. He committed suicide and he became a ghost. But Swarup Damodar, who was expert in Siddhanta, he said that's not possible. Because a great devotee, it doesn't become a ghost. About this time, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "So where's Haridas? You can bring him now," as if he didn't know. And devotees told him that, well, he, after 1 year he left and he's not been heard of, and it's rumored that he's left. So, at the end of this chapter, comes the purport. Yeah. Summarizing this chapter, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that one should derive from it the following lessons. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is an incarnation of mercy, he nevertheless gave up the company of one of his personal associates, namely Junior Haridas. For if he had not done so, pseudo-devotees would have taken advantage of Junior Haridas's fault by using it as an excuse to live as devotees and at the same time have illicit sexual connections.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Mulumudar Kadavul, Rumba Karuneva in the Ver, Analam in the Junior Haridas Thakur, Chota Haridas Thakur, Lili Lende, Matang in the Tower Arthende, Politaramana, Bhakti Sajinde, Bengaluru Sangha Chindrapanga, Adavadur, Tower of Pine Bertinanjali, Rumba Kadiparna.
Such activities would have demoralized the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as a result, devotees would surely have gone to a hellish life in the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So in the Mari Sevil Pandradinala in Aduna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Pinbatra Kudivangala, and our Bodhanella would do Naragavaki Vala and Chiva.
Number 2. By chastising Junior Haridas, the Lord set the standard for acharyas, or the heads of institutions propagating the Chaitanya cult, and for all actual devotees.
Junior Haridas வந்து தண்டிக்கிற மாதிரி நடந்த லீலையில ஒரு ஆச்சாரியர் வந்து இந்த சம்பிரதாயத்துல எப்படி இருக்கணும் அப்படிங்க அவருடைய உண்மையான பக்தரை எப்படி இருக்கணும்ங்கறத காமிக்கிறதுக்காக செய்தார்.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to maintain the highest standard.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu மிக உயர்ந்த நிலையை வந்து நம்ம பின்பற்றணும்னு விரும்பினார்.
Number 3. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that a pure devotee should be simple and free from sinful activities, for thus one can be his bona fide servant.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enna virumbararna oru thooya bhaktar miga elimiyanavaravum.
Thus one can be his bona fide servant. Yeah.
Avaru vandu oru thooya bhaktar vandu miga elimiyanavaravum paavagaringal seyadavaravum சரியான சேவை பணிவான சேவராகவும் இருக்கிறத விரும்பினார்.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his followers how to observe the renounced order strictly.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu தன்னை பின்பற்ற கூடியவங்க துறவற வாழ்க்கை எவ்வளவு தீவிரமாக கடைபிடிக்கணும்ங்கறத போதிச்சார்.
Number 4, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to prove that his devotees are exalted and that their character is ideal.
அவர் Chaitanya Mahaprabhu இது மூலமா நிரூபிக்கிறார் தன்னுடைய அவருடைய பக்தர்கள் வந்து மிக உயர்ந்தவங்களாகவும் நல்ல தெய்வீகமான குண உள்ளவங்களாகவும் உதாரணமாக இருக்கக்கூடியவங்களா இருக்கணும்.
He kindly accepts his faithful devotees and teaches them how much tribulation and disturbance can be produced by even a slight deviation from the principles, from the strict principles of devotional life.
அவர் வந்து உண்மையான பக்தர்களை ஏற்றுக்கொண்டு அவங்களுடைய வாழ்க்கையின் மூலமா நிறைய தொந்தரவுகள் தடங்கள் ஏற்படும் போது கூட அதாவது ஒரு சின்ன ஒரு பக்தி பாதையிலிருந்து ஒரு சின்ன விலகல் கூட எவ்வளவு பெரிய ஆபத்தை கொடுக்குங்கிறத நமக்கு உணர்ந்து
Five, by chastising Juni Haridas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his mercy toward him, thus showing how elevated was Juni Haridas's devotion for him.
பேரளவு அவர் வந்து கண்டிக்கிற மாதிரி சைதன்யமாக செய்தது கூட அவர் எவ்வளவு கருணை வாய்ந்தவர்னும் ஜூனியர் ஹரிதாஸ் வந்து எவ்வளவு உயர்ந்த பக்தர் பக்தியில உயர்ந்தவர்னு காமிக்கிறதுக்காக தான் செய்தார்.
Because of this transcendental relationship, the Lord corrected even a slight offense committed by his pure devotee.
இந்த தெய்வீகமான உறவு முறையிலிருந்து பகவான் வந்து ஒரு சிறிய தவறு செய்தா கூட அதை உடனே அவருடைய பக்தர்களை சரி பண்றார்.
Therefore, one who wants to be a pure devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should give up all material sense gratification. Otherwise, the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very difficult to attain.
எனவே ஒரு தூய சைதன்யமாவுடைய தூய பக்தராக இருக்க விரும்புறவங்க வந்து பௌதிக ஆசைகளை முதல்ல விடணும். அப்புறம்தான் அவருக்கு அப்படி பண்ணலைன்னா அவங்களுக்கு வந்து சைதன்யமாவுடைய தாமரை பாதங்களை அடையிறதுங்கிறது ரொம்ப கடினமான ஒன்றா இருக்கும்.
Six, if one dies in such a holy, celebrated holy place as Prayag, Mathura or Vrindavan, one can be relieved of the reactions to sinful life and then attain the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
யாரா ஒருவர் வந்து பிரயாகா மதுரா விருந்தாவன் போன்ற புனித ஸ்தலங்களில் உடலை விடுவாங்களானா அவங்க எல்லா பாவனைகளிலிருந்து விடுபட்டு அவங்க பகவானுடைய தாமரத்தினுடைய அடையறாங்க.
Seven, although a pure or faithful devotee may fall down, he nevertheless ultimately gets the chance to go home, back home, back to Godhead by the mercy of the Lord.
ஒரு தூய பக்தர் சுத்த பக்தர் ஒருவேளை பக்தி தொடர்ந்து விழரா போல இருந்தாலும் அவர் வந்து பகவானுடைய கருணையினால பகவானுடைய வைகுண்டத்தை அடையாமல் இருக்க போறதில்லை.
So by this activity of banishing Haridas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught seven, or one can understand from it seven lessons.
இந்த லீலை அதாவது சைதன்ய மகாபிரபு சோட்டா ஹரிதாசரை தண்டிச்ச இந்த ஒரு லீலையிலிருந்து ஏழு பாடங்களை நம்ம கத்துக்கிறோம்.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. So thank you for all coming here.
எல்லாரும் இங்க வந்ததுக்கு மிக்க நன்றி.
That you could come at short notice, at midday, on a hot day, is praiseworthy.
Hare
Krishna. Hare
Krishna.